Good afternoon and welcome to Horn on the 4th of July right here on republicbroadcasting.org. I say good afternoon to all of you listeners far and wide, and it's my great pleasure to introduce today's guest for the first hour of Born on the 4th of July, D.V. Kidd.
Good afternoon.
Author. I was going to tell them a little bit about you, but we're glad you're with us, and I'll let you tell the audience.
Go ahead, Barbara Jean. Go ahead. I'll have a little more sip of green tea while you talk.
All right. Well, an author, a dynamo, incredible. She's a patriot. I just don't know of one that's better. And her information, her essays on News with Views, go there. There's a reservoir of information and always an update on what's going on. So I say good afternoon to you, D.V., and wish you so well. And tell us what we need to know to survive, right?
Well, actually, I think we have some good news here today. I always try to open my radio show with at least one piece of good news. Out in Kentucky, five Clay County officials, including the circuit court judge, the county clerk, and election officers, were arrested Thursday after they were indicted on federal charges and accusing them of using corrupt tactics to obtain political power and personal gain. The bottom line is it's a 10-count indictment against the five county officials, the judge, having to do with changing the votes in the voting machines after the votes were cast, bribery, mail fraud, obstruction of justice, and extortion. They just went and rounded up all of these people. I would say that's great news.
That is great news.
I sent you the story, so you'll get in your mailbox.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. We'll go to break.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelerex from scienceformulas.com. Kelerex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelerex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelerex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelerex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelerex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today's guest on Born on the 4th of July, D.B. Kidd, is an essayist and a writer and an author, and she can be found on newswithviews.com. You were discussing something going on in Kentucky. Could we say, so goes Kentucky, so goes the nation, and I'm being a little facetious, but the window into the corruption, would you assume maybe we could find it elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely, Barbara Jean. We know from all of the hearings, the videos out there that have shown hearings where people on the inside who've been involved in vote fraud have given their testimony, various cases over the decades where there have been prosecutions for vote fraud. I suspect, and somebody sent me an email about this and said, you know what, Dee, it's too bad, you know, that they had to do it at the federal level. And my response to that is, it probably was a civil rights violation complaint, because look who got indicted. 5 Clay County officials, including the circuit judge, the county clerk, and elections officers. So if you have citizens there that are crying vote fraud, you know, something's foul here, and who do you complain to? You complain to the election officers, the county clerk. You might even file a local, you know, a lawsuit. But if they're all dirty, in which case everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but now they're all indicted. So probably what happened here is somebody or somebody's, you know, called up the feds and said, wait a minute, we not only have vote fraud, but there's ample enough evidence here to show that they worked in conjunction, 2 or more of them, in a conspiracy to commit extortion, voter fraud, obstruction of justice. So they probably had to go to the federal level. But it's rampant in the United States. There, in more than a dozen states, Acorn workers are being investigated or they've been indicted. It is like a cancer across this country. Fortunately, you know, and I've been on this since 1993 because I ran for Congress and I know what it's like to be cheated. It's finally getting enough teeth out there. People are getting their belly full of corruption. You know, when I first read that, and it's off of the website in the state of Kentucky, it's not some conspiracy theory, I thought to myself, you know, every day is like a continuing nightmare. Is there no public officials out there anymore who understand the definition of integrity? Do you all go to church on Sunday and then turn around and lie on Monday? Where are people of integrity and decency and honesty left at all levels of government anymore?
And the idea of this party affiliation and party loyalty at all costs, I think, is replicated across the nation. And the way we have conducted our elections, and let's just go to the debates that we are allowed by the FEC and who gets to debate. Those things ought to be perfect example of high-level corruption.
Yeah, well, that's why I named my booklet on vote fraud, Blind Loyalty, back in 1996. And look what's happening with the presidential, Committee on the Presidential Debates. Twice now. See, they're a private organization. Their honchos are both Republicans and Democrats, the same big name insiders. But I've written Janet Brown twice, her office assigned twice for my letter, requesting from her all documentation submitted by Barack Obama or his authorized representatives, meaning lawyers or whoever, designated representatives, the DNC and Howard Dean, to fulfill their criteria, which is very, very specific on the Committee for Presidential Debates website. it says that nobody can participate unless they prove that they are a, quote, natural-born citizen at birth. I said, I would like, you know, all of this documentation. She refuses to respond by mail, and she refuses to return my phone calls. Okay? How come?
Very good. How can she get away with that?
Well, because they're private. You can't file a Freedom of Information Act or even a State Records Act. They're a privately funded organization. I asked her very courteously, you know, because I asked Dr. Edwin Vieira, you know, about it. He said, hey, go ahead and try it. He said, but if even they won't provide any documentation, he said, this is just over the top.
And should we remind the listeners that this capability of an election committee being called private, and in essence it is, who would have created that for us?
Well, they're
just... Congress, right?
Yeah, no. The Committee on Presidential Debates was just an organization that came together that has all the ultimate insiders, the big rotten names that you see out there. I don't have it on my screen in front of me. But they're the ones who assume this power, that they would be the ones to decide who gets to go on the networks. And nobody seems to, let me back up. Yes, candidates have been challenging it in court for years. Libertarian, Green Party, they file lawsuits, Ralph Nader, you know, to be a participant. But because they're privately funded, they're not a government entity in any form or a state, they can do what they want. So then you say, well, what's the matter with Fox News and CNN and ABC? How come they, you know, how come they're a participant in this kind of censorship that they won't allow other candidates? And they come back and say, well, you know, the CPD, they've determined that a candidate has to get at least 3% of the vote, otherwise nobody wants to hear what they're saying, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is you would think that a respectful inquiry from an American asking for the documentation that was submitted to them that gave Obama the opportunity to be involved in these nationally televised debates, that they would, you know, say, hell, here it is. Nope. Twice she signed for it, and I've put in, I don't know, 3 or 4 phone calls. Nobody returns my calls.
Very, very frightening. Now, Mr. Obama is out and about and a number of days in office, and all along there have been people questioning the status of his birth records. What is the status now? Have all of the cases been quashed, or are there a few that are ongoing? And certainly there was the activity of a very aggressive woman attorney who took an odyssey, I think it was about last week, and found herself at the University of Idaho in Moscow, and with the capability to personally present her efforts in regard to the finding of facts of whether our president is natural born. Do you want to tell the listener a little bit about an update there?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, Phil Berg, who's the attorney and former attorney general out in the state of Pennsylvania, the state of Pittsburgh, that's good, Devi, Pennsylvania, I think Phil still has his 3 cases. One of them's in the Third Circuit. One of them is sealed. It's been sealed since last November. Nobody knows what it's about, and he's not talking, so I don't know. Kirchner v. Obama, that one was dismissed by the judge, but it's being appealed by the attorney, who has got hefty credentials. He's a former, you know, very decorated military person. He's a lawyer now. His appeal is based on the fact that the judge dismissed it because Obama's birth certificate was Twittered on the Internet and vetted on the Internet. That's what the judge said. And to add injury to insult, Obama's attorneys want this attorney fined for bringing a frivolous lawsuit. And yet you have a judge, a judge who supposedly knows the law, is using the Internet twittering as proof of official documents. It's just abhorrent. Let's see. Leo D'Onofrio is out of the picture now. Leo's website is very important, and let me go bring it up here. It's naturalborncitizen.wordpress.com. naturalborncitizen.wordpress.com. Leo has some new postings up regarding the quo warranto. That is an action that's brought by the U.S. attorney and or the attorney general in the third in the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C. Leo has just an amazing explanations of all of it. So, but he is stepping away from it because, in his qualified opinion, this is, you know, unless, you know, tens of thousands of people request the quo warranto by Jeffrey Taylor, who is the acting U.S. attorney out there in the Third District Court, nothing's going to happen. The judges are going to keep throwing it out. As far as Orly's concerned, yeah, she was up in Moscow, Idaho. She did have an opportunity, and it's pretty brassy. You know, I mean, she has courage of a lioness. She was able to have a brief exchange with John G. Roberts, who's the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who I don't consider to be a conservative. I don't have time to go into it now, but he's not who he appears to be. Anyway, he feigned that he didn't know what she was talking about, blah, blah. But he took all the documents. I'm surprised the Secret Service allowed a box full of, I guess they wouldn't even know until it was right in front of Roberts. But what really got me was the paper out of Seattle said that to the effect that this meeting never took place, that this attorney woman never, you know, did it. But, of course, it was somebody taped the audio or, you know, had their audio recorder on. So it's just more shenanigans by the media. But, you know, everybody doing, you know, sending their letters. I sent my letter to U.S. attorney out in the Third District out there. And that, you know, people say, oh, you know, these attorneys, they won't do anything. These U.S. attorneys, and this is important when we come back from the break, if that's okay with you.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to DV Kid on Born on the 4th of July. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back. We have Devi telling us an update on what's going on with the lawsuits brought against the Obama administration having a natural-born citizen without a proper birth certificate for many people across the country who think when they say natural-born citizen in the Constitution, that is what it means. I know there are a lot of attorneys running around. Is it that attorneys think nothing means what it says? Is that why we're in so much trouble? Why is it that most people don't ask the hard question and, as you have suggested, do the writing, do the inquiry? There indeed are many who are doing just that, but hundreds of thousands are needed. So question and continue where you were, okay?
Yeah, I've sent my letter to U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Taylor out in the 3rd District in Washington, D.C., because he is the only person out there who has the ability to, Eric Holder, who's the attorney general, who's also dirty, he also has the ability to do it. But Jeffrey Taylor, this is the only statute on the books in the United States that allows for an usurper to be removed from office. And, of course, I get a lot of emails, oh, DV, you know, this guy will never do anything. Don't underestimate Jeffrey Taylor. He is the man, he is the U.S. attorney who stood up to a woman named Monica Goodling and caused her to be investigated when she improperly tried to bring political influence upon his hiring of a certain U.S. attorney. Now, Taylor also prosecuted Blackwater big time. He went after him big time. He withdrew his U.S. attorney confirmation bid instead of playing politics when a leftist congresswoman named Eleanor Holmes Norton, she's so repulsive, she opposed him. So he is still the acting, but he is the one behind the recent raided Office of Technology last week. The office that was appointed by Obama as Chief Information Officer, Mr. Kundra. So Taylor doesn't seem to care whether they're Republicans like Goodling or Democrats. It doesn't matter to him. But what's important is that that is the venue. So, you know, I skipped a letter to Eric Holder, although he can bring the quo warranto, but Eric Holder's dirty. But anyway, Orly is continuing this massive assault throughout the United States. I sent a copy of my letter to Taylor, to U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald up in Chicago. I sent a copy to Durbin, in the U.S. Attorney's office here in Austin, where I dropped off the package, the very extensive package I put together 2 weeks ago. People all over the country are doing this. They are being bombarded. So, you know, somebody said this is kind of like the pressure cooker. Well, it is starting to whistle because this is going to reach mass proportions. It has to.
Well, you know, you mentioned, I believe, earlier about the Colonel Hollister that had a case.
That was Hollister versus Satoro.
And that was thrown out by a Judge James Robertson. And he talked about it, that their eligibility question has been dragged through the mud long enough. And he dismissed the case. But you're telling me that the colonel won't just rest easy? He will appeal?
I don't know if they're going to go to the United States Supreme Court. I haven't looked at that one for a few days. I mean, the situation is fluid all the time. But one of the things that we've all made very clear to Attorney General, or U.S. Attorney Taylor, and, of course, you know, with a copy to Fitzpatrick and all the rest of them, is the fact that even if this, you know, doesn't get resolved, you know, in the proper manner, all it is opening the door And it's already a reality. The minute that Obama signed any legislation or executive order, this leaves open the door for thousands of lawsuits. If Obama signs a gun bill law or an ammunition law or a death penalty, anything, and somebody's charged under that law, they can immediately file the lawsuit and go after Obama. So one way or the other, it's going to happen. And that's what I made clear in my letter to Attorney General Taylor. And what we should make, known to these guys is that the longer it goes on, the worse it is for the country, okay? Simply because of the lawsuit aspect. And I know for a fact that there are certain groups out there that are gearing up their lawsuits for health issues, bills, legislation that he signs. The minute he signs it, they're going to file the lawsuits. So, it has to get resolved. Taylor is being bombarded out there. So is Eric Holder. If they choose not to act, there is a provision in the statute. It's very clear that interested or third parties can then petition the court for the jury trial. Because remember, that under a quo warranto, there's no plaintiffs. It is a jury trial. They're the ones who have the ability to vacate. Okay? That's what it's called. Obama would be vacated from the office of presidency as if he never sat there.
The other part is, let's talk about international espionage or that type of thing, a threat. What about, let's talk about our financiers, the Chinese, notably known for their intel and their inquiry and their capability to have dossiers on anybody everywhere internationally. We'll be right back. That's a terrible story, but it's real. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Returning to the idea of foreign powers, espionage, embassies rife with other activities than they stand upon. So wouldn't it be a very, very grave threat to a nation to have a question about the authenticity of all the laws being in place for the president, and then foreign nations to make blackmailing a little bit of an activity or what have you? Isn't that how it goes? I remember reading about a party going to China for business purposes and the startling fact that when there, they discovered everything was known about themselves, and they were startled by that. Can you imagine what the work would be to try to find out everything on what's going on in the U.S. as they do, and then the president, then have a suspicion? I mean, they've got a whole wonderful activity ready there for them, don't you think, Devi?
Yeah, I do. And, of all times, and I don't think that the shadow government, the people that really own Washington, D.C., I don't think that they could foresee that this whole controversy was going to turn into the firestorm that it has. I think it's out of their control, but they never, ever anticipated this. But because it comes at the worst time. I mean, look what's going on with this economy. Yeah, a lot of very, very smart people have written about what happened on March the 18th. You know, when the Fed announced what they were going to do, it was literally the shot heard around the world. And this guy, Bob Moriarty, wrote a great, maybe 100 words. He said, the U.S. government lit the fuse to the $683 trillion derivatives debt bomb on Wednesday, with the announcement the Fed would purchase $300 billion worth of U.S. Treasury used toilet paper and an additional $750 billion worth of mortgage-backed used toilet paper. And the total commitment to counterfeit over $1 trillion leaves only $682 trillion worth of derivatives to sort out. Every single credible economist, including Ron Paul, have all commented, this is it, folks. What they've done was lit the fuse to the mother of all depressions, and the ability to publicly fund the debt that's kept the U.S. government spending is done. It's dead. It cannot go any longer. And this meeting that's coming up, this G20 meeting in London on April 2nd, literally will be the most important financial meeting in the history of the world, because if the delegates don't adopt a new gold-backed standard of honest money, I'm telling you right now, the dollar's going to crash and it's going to burn. This is so horrific, and it's been so underplayed. But what worse time can you have with the legitimacy of the sitting president when the nation is faced with this tragedy that is just getting ready to blow?
It takes my breath away. And you have been so helpful in letting this listening audience know of this dire circumstance. I'm just wondering if you just kind of recount that again so it sinks in. It is to this point, maybe each day, so precious until we get to April 2nd. But anyway, and the idea that March is significant, the 18th of March and what took place there, just play that back to us again, as you did. I'd appreciate that.
Well, I can tell you this, Barbara Jean, I didn't know squat about derivatives a few years ago, but I have learned this is really what Bob Moriarty's talking about. When they call it toilet paper, it is absolutely toxic paper. And the government, he says the government lit the fuse to the $683 trillion. I mean, the numbers are, I hit my headset. The numbers are so mind-boggling. The Fed's going to purchase $300 billion worth of U.S. Treasury used toilet paper. It's worthless paper. And another $750 billion worth of mortgage-backed paper. In other words, the commitment is over $1 trillion. But that's nothing compared to the $682 trillion worth of derivatives to try to sort out this mess. This is what happened when they, you know, allowed the banks and the investment houses to combine and use every loophole that Congress, these incompetent people, left in place, and greed and everything else. And now it's too late. It can't be stopped. And, you know, I discussed this a little bit last night on my show, and when a caller said, but what does it mean? It means hyperinflation. Go look at Argentina. Go look at what happened in the Weimar regime. The textbooks, well, not anymore in schools, but you can go to the library and look at the pictures. Talk to people I know that are in their 80s, you know, who lived through all of that. It took a wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks to buy a gallon of milk. Look what's going on in Zimbabwe. $20 trillion bills, you know, to buy a stick of, you know, chewing gum. That's what's going to happen in this country. And there's no way to stop it. And while we're trying to deal with this and come to grips with the hemorrhaging of 23,000 jobs a day, 10 cities springing up everywhere, we've been fighting now since last June the issue of the legitimacy of the supposedly most powerful man in the United States. And when the whole thing blew up yesterday with that vermin, Christopher Dodd, when he said on Wednesday that he didn't know how the loophole got in the law about the AIG bonuses, then yesterday he had to come out on TV and admit that he was a liar and then tried to blame it on Obama. What did Obama do? He got on a plane, went to Los Angeles, our big hoops guy from Chicago, to try to sell his toxic spending bill. All of this spending, it's like a bonfire.
You wonder how Chris Dodd will survive.
Oh, I can tell you how he'll survive. I don't know if he's up for re-election or not. I'll have to check that before I go. Let me make myself a note before I go on the show tonight. I meant to do it earlier. But he's elected. They're only elected every 6 years. And with vote fraud, with the machines controlling the elections, and with uninformed voters, no doubt he'll stay there. But, and you know, Barbara G and I have been on this one since 1993 again. I've been on the fraud of the 17th Amendment. It's a law that does not exist because it was never ratified. The fraud is massive regarding that amendment and its ratification. If it were not there, these Connecticut state legislature could have recalled him yesterday and fired him and appointed a new U.S. senator. Instead, they're going to have to live with the embarrassment of having this lying piece of garbage as, you know, representing their state.
If we can just kind of turn from this disaster that none of us probably understands the depth that it will affect each of us individually, and move a little bit to Obama and his visit yesterday, and I think the word is out now, he's going to turn toward the illegal immigration issue and focus on that. And, oh, my word, and then maybe have a visit to Mexico to solve this story. He's not going to direct it to the people in the United States who could tell him what's happening, but he's going to go to Mexico and maybe figure that out in the next month. How tragic can it be for all of us all together, all at one time?
Goodness. Well, I don't have it in front of me, but I know I looked at it this morning, something to the effect that Obama was going to he wanted illegals to have, you know, some sort of lawful whatever. I forget what it was. If we have another break, I'll find it. Because I sent it out on my mailing list to my family. And it's some talk show hosts like you to follow up on it. I thought, what is this guy, you know, is he still, you know, doing cocaine? I mean, only somebody who's that brain dead would make, you know, that kind of statement. So, I mean, he obviously wants to give those who break the law some sort of reward. Oh, here it is. Oh, hang on here. Okay. Obama wants citizenship for law-abiding illegals. That's the headliner in the Boston Globe. How do you get law-abiding when you're referring to illegal aliens?
If it weren't so dead serious, it's actually humorous, isn't it? I mean, wonder whether our language works or whether our thought process work.
Yeah, but I mean, it's crazy. When you stop and I looked at the headline and I said, wait a minute, Obama wants citizenship for law-abiding illegals?
And you know what is so funny is he's just hurrying down to Mexico, and actually in their own paper, the Milenio of Mexico City, the date is 3/18/09, they're having a little article there talking about themselves, Mexico, a country of thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And then this article goes on by Roman Vavualtis, I think you would call it. He talks about how disheartening it is that their schools are even being robbed by gangs for computers and anything that's left standing. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our president wanting to go visit a country in total chaos and that is being in many ways run by the drug authorities that are the gang people.
And what's so sad is, you know, who are their customers? The American people are their customers for pot and cocaine and whatever else they're peddling. So, you know, I saw some pictures the other day of what's going on just across the border from me in Texas, and it's spilling across the border into our state, and all of the violence and the dead people laying in the streets. And I thought, gee, you know what? Americans ought to take a look at that picture and remember that the people who've caused this, you're their customer.
And it is so sad to think, and, you know, if you read a book by Professor Douglas, Red Cocaine, he helps you understand.
Oh, that is the best book. So well written.
Well, and, you know, he's a wonderful gentleman, and I had an opportunity to spend an afternoon with him a few years back, and I was just stunned. But he lets you understand there is also an agenda by our most fierce enemies to inundate this nation, our beautiful young people, our middle-aged people, people with weakness and hurts and sorrow, mm-hmm. to be addicted to this drug or the drugs of choice.
Absolutely.
There is an agenda.
Absolutely. He makes it very clear in the book. That's why he called it Red Cocaine, because our good buddies, the Russians, you know, they're in right in the middle, in the thick of it. But in this Boston newspaper piece, it says that Obama wants to provide a path of citizenship for law-abiding people who entered the country illegally. And Representative Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, who's big on supporting lawlessness, said that at their meeting, and he's chairman of the Hispanic Caucus Immigration Task Force, said that they were hopeful that Obama would get this done. Although it's very early in his administration, Obama understands that for the immigrant community, it's the 11th hour and there's no time to waste. Yeah, there's no time to waste. Let's get them to the buses and get them back across the border where they belong so they can stand in line like my grandparents did back in the early 1920s and do it the right way.
Well, you know, I was just also thinking, and when you brought that up, there was a Mr. Merrill that you alerted me to that had written a letter in regard to the ruling of U.S. District Judge James Robertson in the case we referenced earlier, brought by the Air Force Colonel Gregory Hollister, and he wasn't too pleased with the judge's ruling, and I mentioned he just kind of flipped it off and said, oh, there had been so much of mudslinging, he was going to have any part of that. And yet, what happened to Mr. Merrill, D.V.?
I believe he was sanctioned by the court.
He was visited, don't you remember?
That Merrill. Oh, yeah. I don't know what his letter said, but he wrote a letter to the judge, and the next day he had to was it Secret Service? I'd have to go find the piece.
It's U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals came to see him. So, you know, you do have the First Amendment right to send a piece of correspondence to a federal judge. And like I said, I don't know what Mr. Merrill put in it, but it must have been something testy. Although, didn't it say something about the U.S. Marshal said that there was some obscure law that he could...
Oh, yes.
That you
That's
can't,
what's all...
You can't upset a judge. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yes, you can't cause emotional distress.
Yeah, that's what it was.
A federal judge.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You know, that reminds me back in 2000 when the great people of this great state of Tennessee got together and stopped the personal income tax. You know, they tried to shove it down those people's in the throats for 3 years running, and finally they thought that, you know, it was dead. And one night right before their legislature went out of session, and somebody in the Capitol had to call the radio station that had been getting all the rallies and rallying the troops to come down to the state house. Somebody inside had to call because nobody knew what was going on. It was late at night. But somebody called the radio station, and about 400 people showed up. And a few of them tossed bricks through the window. Nobody was charged. But the bottom line is the quotes from some of the legislators inside. One woman, one legislator, female legislator, she was so afraid she had to go to the hospital because it gave her a stomach ache. But they closed down and went out of session, sine die. And no legislation was passed. But, you know, these people are so gutless.
You know, what is it today? We have all of these issues, and we could relate 10 or 15 more that are insults to your intelligence. Can you imagine saying, we want to give all this goodies and entrance and everything to illegal entrants, people who have come here and broken the law? This is the highest officer of our land saying, we've got to do something for these folks.
Well, you know, I've said this on your show over the years. When people run against these incumbents in Congress, they need to make, and the state houses, they need to make this issue personal. Stand up there with, you know, 10 or 20 photographs of the victims of the illegal aliens, children being raped at 5 and 6 years old by these sexual predators who are here illegally, the dead that are slaughtered on our roads and highways, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of jobs that are being held by people who have no legal right to be in our country while Americans are standing in line. Well, they aren't standing in line at the unemployment offices, because the unemployment offices in many of the states no longer allow you to go to the unemployment office. You have to file only by telephone or by computer. And my niece's husband was laid off about 2 months ago. Fortunately, he was rehired in 3 weeks. But when he tried to collect his unemployment, he couldn't get through, and they still haven't been able to get through. And it's been 2 months.
Apply, ladies and gentlemen, apply.
Yep.
We'll be back shortly.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
I would like to thank Devi for being on Born on the 4th of July. I would ask you to give out when you're available over the airways. And I know you have your own show now, and I want to congratulate you for that. And thank you so much for all that you do. We have a caller, Bill in Idaho, that we'll take shortly. So let's work him in. And if we can, we'll get to Dan in Texas. Mike's yours.
Oh, mine?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought we had a caller.
We do. We're going to take a caller, but I'd like you to give out your website where you have your radio show.
I'm sorry, Barbara Jean. It's just old age setting in. I have to sort out the sections in my head.
All right.
My website is dv.com. That's D-E-V like Victor, V like Victor, Y like Yankee.com, dv.com. And I am on Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, on the microeffect.com. Microeffect.com is the website.
Thank you, and it's a big job, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Okay, we have Bill in Idaho. Welcome.
Thank you so very much. It's a true honor. I just can't tell you ladies how very much we appreciate your efforts for the Republic. It's a constant refrain. I would hope that you would understand that anything you say would not be taken or construed as criticism, but I was hoping that Ms. Kidd would have an opportunity to get with Chris Hinckley, roadwarriorradio.com, and or jonasgospel.com review. He's on this network. There seems to be a considerable amount of roadblock going on here. He has developed out of Mr. Routt, Wetterau's research, True Seeker of the North, the administrative state documentation chapter and verse by contract, in which, obviously, we would not have any standing. The alien unregistered wouldn't have any standing, and therefore unable to pursue the issue in regard to Mr. Big Ears, as Mr. Stang mentions. However, there is remedy and solution within that administrative state, those two federalisms that Chris so valiantly talks about. And I was hoping somehow, some way, you'd be able to have he and Greg Pappas on in regard to this administrative state falls out of the executive branch that is all encumbering within the judiciary of this country and allows these little Nazi criminals to get away with what they're getting away with.
Would you like to respond, D.V.?
I had a little bit of a difficult time hearing Robert, and I honestly don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
I just don't.
We could ask Bill to call back in to
Republic
Broadcasting, and then have him leave a number there, and maybe we can do some further research.
Yeah,
we appreciate your input.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go next to Dan in Texas. Dan, are you there?
Yes, hi, terrific show. My son was here in Houston, Texas, was shot to death. And there are several people that were murdered here in Houston. And Channel 2 News, Morris Grossbeck, did a special on the TV channel that some of the people that were murdered were called suicides. One's been changed to murder. It was because it was obviously not suicide. And that's the extent they've gone to now. They're actually, here in Houston, they're actually calling murder suicide. That's the, to keep the Mexicans, actually, I don't mean Mexicans, I mean illegal aliens or murder, the bad ones, from getting in trouble. And I've gone to the city council and talked about it, and it got such a cold reception and lied to. They said, well, we will reconsider the case of evidence, which I got. I got Dr. Deagle, others say that you cannot shoot yourself with a rifle without leaving gunpowder residue in your body. And there, if you, and the city of Jesus is ignoring me.
Our time is up. Thank you very much. We'll start again on Monday. Thank you. Thank you, D.V.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the